Havat, African Drum and Dance for Life. We will start with that one at this time.
And Jim, you're our first reader.
Very good. Halat is based in Milwaukee. Their mission is to train and maintain a youth ensemble of African-based arts for performance, provide quality arts experiences, and promote physical well-being through arts education. Their budget has run over the last 3 years between $19,000 and $29,000, roughly, and they've been able to break even on that budget. They appear to be very good at financial planning and living within their means. The founder is from Senegal, West Africa, and comes out of the griot tradition, that is the storyteller tradition there. They offer traditional and contemporary dance performances, dance fitness programs for adults and seniors, which appears to be a new program with relatively low participation, but they hope it will grow, and educational outreach for youth. Their focus clientele is disadvantaged youth, specifically from the African American community. They have two paid artist administrators. They serve 20 adults and 800 children and youth. Their primary programs are Generation to Generation, which I wish they had told us more about because it sounds terrific, which is a youth to elders oral history program also involving dance and music. They have a summer camp called Yindu Cultural Arts Summer Intensive for 14 to 19-year-olds where they teach dance, and it culminates in a performance at Marquette. And the audiences are other camp groups in the area. The Art of Survival engages vegetable gardening with harvest dances and culminates in a dinner and dance program. They also do a concert series of 5 concerts a year, the summer one at Marquette and 4 others at the Milwaukee High School of the Arts. And they do a dance fitness program, so far for 8 to 10 people, for adults and seniors. I am very impressed with this program. It's relatively young, high-value content, the griot tradition, the intergenerational fostering intergenerational connections, the connection of life skills with the arts. The staff is well-qualified. In one document, Ms. Fair is referred to as Ms. Katz. I think it's the same person. There is an official association with the Milwaukee Public Schools and with Lifelong Learning, and they teach their students both traditional African dance and contemporary dance, and the art samples appeared to indicate that it was a quality program in that aspect as well. I'll stop here and perhaps provide other comments as necessary. I will say that there is a rudimentary audience survey, and I would encourage them to develop a plan to solicit and record feedback from participants, their parents, and teachers, and that will help them support future funding requests, and it will also capture some of the wonderful stories that the participants tell.
Okay, Emily.
Okay, well, I agree with the comments made. I thought this application was very strong. The group is very commendable and seemed to be very focused on their mission. I particularly liked the connection of the youth dancers to elders and other community members to establish rapport and learn history. The emphasis on both traditional and contemporary dance. I did note that some of their older student dancers over the age of 16 do receive some compensation to keep them involved in the organization, because that's the age when a lot of teenagers have to go to work. So they are offering them some stipends to keep them involved, which I think is probably a good idea. They distinguish themselves as different from COSI and other dance groups due to their diversified dance form. They stress their program connected closely to storytelling and history and culture, as well as students' future goals. I thought their artistic output was quite high, and they use high quality artists and collaborators. They maintain connections with their former students, and their goal is connected to opening minds and hearts to the world of fine art. They evaluate their work through discussions, surveys, letters from the audience, and response to their performances. All in all, I felt that they were quite good. They benefit from some professional coaching to improve their just basically their marketing and their budgetary. There's no reason why they couldn't achieve some of the levels of other youth programs in Milwaukee, because they definitely reach a clientele that is not being served as completely as maybe it should be.
Awesome. All right. Normally at this point, the secondary panelists would open it up to the entire panel for their conversation and comments. The entire panel consists of Christina. that has not yet been heard. So with a three-person panel, it's a much simpler process. So, Christina, this is your opportunity to chime in.
I deeply appreciated the work that this drum and dance group is providing for the community. There seems to be a focus on reaching into absent narratives that are not being shared at this time in the community that they're in. After reviewing the videos, I see that the participants are folks of all different shades of brown, and I really appreciate that they open the opportunity up to provide connection for marginalized communities, people who may not have had an opportunity to connect to their cultural heritage, and then also to the broader white community who has an interest in being advocates for cultural diversity. So I really appreciated that. I really liked the strong educational focus and the intergenerational work that is occurring. I think that's substantially important in the arts, so more of my opinion there. I did like the reach that they made as far as evaluation into gathering letters from school-age classrooms that they've interacted with. I do agree with the prior panelists that evaluations may be more story-driven or more specific recordings on impact could be beneficial for the organization in getting and having opportunities for more granting.
Nice. Thank you. All right. Anything else that the three of you would like to discuss now that you've each put out your initial thoughts? Anything anyone else said that you want to learn more about or question or any of that? If not, then you can go ahead and put those numbers in those boxes. Mm-hmm. And then hit submit.